Hi, this is Chris, and welcome to this special collection of Adventures in Odyssey, The Truth Chronicles.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. I don't know.
Well, here's your vanilla shake, Jill.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
How's the article coming along?
It's not. You know, I thought that writing an article about the theory of evolution would be fairly easy, but I'm having trouble.
Oh, what's wrong?
Well, I'm not sure why I'm writing the article.
Because I asked you to. I want a series in my newspaper to expose the myths that kids are taught as fact when they're really just theories.
Oh, I got that part. What I mean is that I haven't worked out the purpose of the article. Like, why anyone would want to read it. I thought I'd start with the account of creation from Genesis, and then go into Darwin's theory. But that's so academic. A good article needs an angle, a story that makes it interesting.
Yeah, good point.
So where am I going to find the story? Neanderthals aren't around to interview.
Well, you probably need to look around a little. We're surrounded by stories here.
Yeah, but this is really specific. I don't think a story about the theory of evolution is just going to walk through the door.
Mr. Whitaker!
Oh, hi, Nelson.
Guess what? Oh, hi, Jill.
Hey, Nelson.
It finally happened, Mr. Whitaker.
Your parents let you use the Bunsen burner without a chaperone?
Nah, that happened when I turned 10. I'm now the president of the science club.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
Wait a minute. The science club at school?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they had elections for a new president.
They didn't. We decided that elections are just popularity contests. And since none of us are ever popular, we decided that our members could take turns being president. For a month, I get to run the meetings, decide what topics we talk about, and do a presentation.
A presentation?
Yeah. Mrs. Galbraith, our sponsor, wants our time to be educational, so we have to do a presentation about whatever she decides.
Oh, and what's your topic?
Charles Darwin and evolution.
Uh-huh. You're kidding.
Darwin and evolution. That should be interesting.
It should be. But to be honest, I'm tired of hearing the same old stuff about evolution. Everyone says the same thing. I'd like to take a new approach, just to give us something new to talk about.
This is too funny, Nelson, because I want to write an article about evolution. Maybe I can write the story about your project.
That doesn't sound very interesting to me.
We can make it interesting.
Really? How?
I have an idea. It's risky, but you'll certainly get your club to talk.
I'm up for anything.
Okay, let's go back to the kids' radio studio. I have something to play for you. Okay, so I've been working on a radio mystery. I want you to hear a little bit of it. Ready?
Sure.
A radio mystery?
Uh-huh.
But what's this have to do with evolution?
Oh, you'll find out. Listen.
Here's the plan. You get him in position, and I'll take him out. And when I say I'm going to take him out, I'm really going to take him out.
What do you think is happening in this scene?
This guy wants to murder somebody.
Nelson?
That's what it sounds like. He's a hitman or something like that.
All right. Let's play a little more.
Okay, listen, Bobby. We got a real problem with the championship game. Their star quarterback is out of the hospital. He's going to play against us. And you know our defense is weak against this guy. He runs circles around us.
No problem. Here's the plan. You get him in position, and I'll take him out. And when I say I'm going to take him out, I'm really going to take him out.
Oh.
Now, what do you think is going on?
It's a football game, and they're going to hurt the star quarterback for the other team somehow.
Nelson?
Sure. Is that what's going on?
What if I told you that when the character says he's going to take him out, he means he's going to take him out for a meal and try to make a deal with him to throw the game so the other team will win.
I guess that's possible.
But that's not what it sounded like. Didn't you hear the tone in his voice? It sounded like he was going to hurt the guy, not take him out for dinner.
Is that what's going to happen? Can you play the rest of the drama?
I don't have it produced yet, so you'll just have to take my word for it.
Did you write this drama?
No, Connie did.
Oh, and so that's how you know what the guy was really up to? Connie told you?
No, I've only heard these clips.
So you don't really know that that's what the story's about?
Well, I think I know pretty well. But as I said, you'll just have to take my word for it. You don't believe me, do you?
I want to believe you.
Yeah, there's no reason not to.
But you have doubt, and so you should. You see, you listened to one piece of the drama and drew one conclusion. Then you listened to more of it and drew another conclusion. And then I told you what I believe is in the rest of the drama. That, Nelson, is the theory of evolution.
Ah, really?
Sure. Charles Darwin and his followers have taken pieces of a bigger story and drawn conclusions from them, just like we did with the drama. But they're missing key pieces. So they've filled them in with what they think are educated guesses. I could argue that the drama is about a couple of football players trying to make a deal, and you could argue that it's about the members of one team trying to hurt the quarterback on the other. So who's right?
We could ask Connie.
Well, yeah, that's one solution. And for those of us who believe that God created the world, we'd recommend going back to the Bible to see what he says about it. But where do those who believe in evolution go?
Science or history.
Archaeology, the fossil record.
Right. They go back to the pieces of the puzzle. But they're only pieces, not the whole story. So you're still back with educated guesses.
Is that bad?
No, some would argue that it's bad because it potentially contradicts God's word. Others would argue that it's bad because they're teaching their theories as fact. Yet they're missing key pieces to actually prove their theories, which is bad science. Do you understand?
Yeah, this is great. Boy, this'll get the science club talking.
And you can go a step further. This drama started somewhere, with Connie creating it and writing it and people acting in it.
So?
Well, we heard the clips, and we know that somebody put it all together. But the people who argue for evolution say it all happened by chance.
Chance? But that doesn't make sense. The world is awfully complicated to have happened by accident.
That's right. And that's why some scientists, even those who don't believe in God, have begun to argue that everything had to start somewhere, probably with an intelligent designer.
But what kind of designer, if it isn't God?
They don't know.
It doesn't matter. This is so cool. I'm going to take this back to the science club.
And I think I have my story.
But you two have to be careful. When you start talking about the flaws in the theory of evolution, some people get upset.
You don't have to worry about that with my club. Our motto is, follow the truth wherever it leads. They'll be open-minded about it.
Are you nuts, Nelson?
Yeah, where are you getting this junk?
Now wait a minute, guys. Let's talk about it.
There's nothing to talk about. It's crazy.
All right, quiet down. Quiet down. Thank you, Nelson. I'm sure you must be very pleased that you got the reaction you wanted from your little joke.
Joke?
But I'm sure Nelson knows, as we all do, that science and religion don't mix. And since we're a science club and not a Bible study, we'll now return to topics related to science.
But it's not a joke, Mrs. Galbraith. I really wanted to talk about these things. Remember our motto? We follow the truth no matter where it leads?
Yes, that's right. But, well, I think you and I should talk privately about this. Excuse us, everyone, will you? Come with me, Nelson.
Yes, ma'am.
May I come along, too?
And who are you?
I'm Jill.
She's writing a newspaper article about the science club. I invited her.
Is that so? Well, no, I'd rather you didn't. This way, Nelson. Now, Nelson, I know you mean well by wanting to stir up debate, but we must have parameters to keep the science club from spinning off into absurd topics.
I don't understand why it's absurd.
Of course you don't. I know you're a church-going boy and that evangelism is part of your creed, but I can't let you turn your club presidency into a pulpit from which to preach about God.
But I didn't mention God. I mentioned the pieces to the puzzle and the idea that there is an intelligent designer behind it all.
We both know that intelligent designer is code for God.
I wasn't saying that. I was saying that the evidence points
to... Oh, Nelson. Don't you think that scientists with greater knowledge, wisdom, and experience have considered the evidence? Evolution didn't simply pop up out of nowhere.
Actually, according to Darwin, it did kinda, didn't it?
Yes, a very clever retort, but you know what I mean.
Sorry.
We have at our disposal the most advanced scientific methods, years of exploration, all pointing to the validity of evolution. It's not a matter for debate, but for teaching.
But it's a theory, right? Which means it should be debated.
It's a theory in that it hasn't been conclusively proven, Nelson. Few things can be. Yet the evidence is overwhelming. The fossil record alone...
But the fossil record has huge gaps in it. It's missing all of the most significant...
I won't argue with you, Nelson. You will either approach your presidency with a scientific mind, or you should reconsider your position.
You mean quit?
I suggest you go home and think about it. I'll continue the meeting without you.
Yes, Mrs. Colbreth.
Are you serious? Mrs. Galbraith asked you to step down as president all because you questioned evolution?
More or less. I didn't really believe I'd get in trouble.
Trouble? She doesn't know what trouble is. Just wait until I write that article.
No, Jill, you can't.
Why not?
Because I want to think about it.
Think about what?
Maybe she's right. A lot of the greatest minds in the world have accepted evolution. Who am I to question it?
Nelson! A lot of great minds still think that parts of evolution are theories. And a lot of great minds reject it.
I know, but... The Science Club is one group where I have friends. Where I feel like I belong. I don't want to have to quit.
Nelson, look. I know how you feel. All right? There was nothing I wanted more than to write for the Odyssey Tribune. And when they wouldn't let me because I wanted to tell the truth... I accepted it and walked away without a fight. I'm sorry I did that. Sometimes we have to hang in there and fight for the truth.
Yeah, but what if I want to stay in the club without fighting?
Well, then that's up to you, Nelson. Is that what you want to do?
I have to think about it. Oh, why do these things have to be so complicated?
I'm sorry, Nelson. I suspected your club would react to questions about evolution, but I didn't expect them to force you out.
It's not really them. It's Mrs. Galbraith.
That's too bad. She probably thinks she's protecting you or the other students from bad ideas.
She says I'm mixing up religion and science.
Which is a fair argument if you believe that religion is a personal myth, but if Christianity is the truth, then science can't leave it out of the argument. Do you have any idea of what you're going to do?
Jill thinks I should stay in the club and fight.
And what do you think you should do?
I'm not much of a fighter. Just ask my sister.
But you're good in a debate. I've seen it.
Sometimes.
So, where does that leave you? You can stay in the club and keep quiet, or you can leave the club. Which will it be?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
How about an alternative?
What kind of alternative?
You still haven't done your presentation, right?
No.
Well, maybe you should do it. With the offer that you'll resign, if it doesn't make them think twice about their theory.
Where will I get that kind of presentation?
Have I ever told you about the Acme Rainbow Marble Company?
Wow, the room is filling up.
They're here to witness my humiliation and resignation.
Or maybe you got their attention with your offer. How many kids are willing to put themselves on the line like that?
What was I thinking? I sure hope Mr. Whitaker's idea works.
The good news is that you can't lose either way. If they let you stay, then you can help them think twice about what they believe. And if they throw you out, then you know you left with your dignity intact.
Is that what I'm leaving with?
Sure.
Here comes Mrs. Galbraith.
All right, settle down. Well, it looks like we have a full house. I see a few members I haven't seen in a while. Well, thank you all for coming for what I hope will be an interesting meeting. Nelson, it's all yours.
Psst. I'll be praying for you, Nelson.
Thanks. Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming. As some of you know, I'm the president of the club this month, and last meeting I decided to bring up a few questions I had about evolution for discussion, because I figured we're a science club and we should discuss things about science and things. Anyway, I thought I'd start out tonight's meeting with a story about the Acme Rainbow Marble Company. Here it is. This is a big jar from the Acme Rainbow Marble Company. You can't see through the jar, but trust me, it has marbles in it.
Nelson, do you want to explain what this has to do with anything?
You'll see. Let's say that I've hired the Acme Rainbow Marble Company to make marbles for a new game I've created. I've hired them because they claim to make marbles featuring all the colors of the rainbow. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple. So I pay them lots of money to create my marbles, and they send me jars of marbles so I could check their quality. I'm going to pass this jar around, and I want each of you to take out a marble. I'll start with you, Jill.
Oh, okay. All right, here's one. It's yellow.
Good. Yellow. Keep it going, and call out the color of the marble you take out.
Yellow again. Red.
Orange.
Green.
Red.
Purple.
Orange.
Red.
So, you guys keep taking out marbles, and then I notice something. There aren't any blue marbles. I call the Acme Company and say, "Hey, you're supposed to make all the colors of the rainbow." And they say, "We do." And I tell them I haven't seen any blue marbles. And they say, "Don't worry, they're in there." You're my quality control experts, and you check the jar again. And what do you find?
Yellow.
Red.
Purple.
Purple again.
Green.
Orange.
But no blue marbles again. So I go back to the Acme Company to complain that there aren't any blue marbles, and they say again that they're in there. They promise, and we keep checking, but there aren't any blue marbles. And I complain, and they say the same thing, but we can't find any blue marbles. And after a while, what happens?
You lose your marbles.
Yeah. After a while, I'm going to doubt that Acme Rainbow has any blue marbles. And that's how I feel about evolution. Thank you for coming.
Oh, wait just a minute, Nelson. Do you want to back up and explain yourself?
Sure. See, people keep talking about various parts of evolution as if it's a fact, even though it's a theory. And even though some parts of it seem to make sense, a lot of the other parts depend on things that none of the scientists have discovered.
That's a broad statement, Nelson.
The fossil record. Everyone talks about the fossil record as if it proves evolution, but no one has found the most important fossils that link the biggest changes from one stage of evolution to another. Kind of like the blue marbles. Scientists keep promising that the missing fossils will show up eventually, but they don't.
But they might. We've only been looking for 100 years or so.
100 years. The way I figure it, with all the changes it would take to turn a fish into a cow or a frog into a human, there should be millions of fossils lying around all over the place. But no one's found them. And after a while, I have to think it's like the Acme Rainbow Company and those missing blue marbles.
Yes, that's all very clever, but it's not especially scientific. It's your opinion.
Isn't that all we really have? Opinions?
I think we have more than that.
Really? Can you tell me as a matter of fact where it all started, Mrs. Galbraith?
Where what started?
Everything.
You're not bringing God into it again. I told you already
I'm not, I promise. I'm just asking you where it all started. Little molecules, big bangs, whatever you think. It had to start somewhere.
No one knows for certain.
But you think our world, all of us, came out of something by chance. Kind of a random series of events, right?
It's more complicated than that.
Yeah, I know. Very complicated. But we can't allow ourselves to think that something intelligent made it all happen, right?
I won't discuss religion here.
Then where do you think it all started? Do you think it was all random?
No. I'm willing to concede that it wasn't random.
Then where did it all come from?
Why, it's possible that... an alien civilization triggered the original event that has led to our world.
So you do believe in intelligent design?
No, at least not in the way you mean it, that God created everything.
Aliens, but not God. So, I want to make sure I understand about our motto. We'll follow the truth wherever it leads, as long as it doesn't lead to God.
You're twisting my words, Nelson.
I don't mean to.
I think we've discussed this enough, and I think we've heard enough from you to know that you really shouldn't lead this club.
Well, according to club rules, I'm allowed to put it to a vote among the members.
If you insist.
I'll go along with however you vote. Based on everything I've said, do you want me to resign and leave the club or not?
Nelson, you may go out while they vote. And take your marbles with you.
So they voted to keep you in the club. Congratulations, Nelson.
Thanks. I couldn't have done it without your marble story, Mr. Whitaker. Or without Jill's support.
Oh, no. You should have seen it, Mr. Whitaker. I thought Mrs. Galbraith was going to burst a blood vessel when they took the vote, and everyone voted to keep Nelson in the club. She walked out without saying anything.
Well, I'm sure she considers the whole discussion bad science. Though, there was a time when scientists understood that all the marvels of our world pointed back to the existence of God, rather than prove he doesn't exist. It's interesting how that's changed. In trying to understand the beauty and wonder of nature, they've removed the one thing that gives it sense and meaning.
And that's how I'm going to end my article. I'm going to quote the 19th Psalm.
What's it say?
The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day by day it speaks. Night by night it declares knowledge. There is no speech nor language. Yet without these, their voice is heard through all the earth.